Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes, what is the name of your company, hon?
Yes, ma'am. So I actually work for a third-party contact center, and we service a wide range of merchants.
Okay, well, whatever wide range they have or whatever you're doing, they put an amount on my account that I don't even know the name of the company. I don't know. I'd like you to tell me which companies because I have a problem and I have a stop payment on another company called Smartwatch something because I ordered a watch for $5 and something and they charged me 79 something for who knows what. And I
Okay.
already have a stop payment with B of A. Now today I've got a different amount of $69.97.
Okay, can you
And
provide me with your zip code? Let me take a look and see.
90016.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Kathleen Gladney.
Okay, Ms. Gladney, for security purposes, please provide me with your address.
Why do I have to do, I'm not, the Bank of America just told me not to give out hardly any info, so I'm only giving you what I would have to, which you've already asked me.
Okay, in order for me to populate, well, in order for me to gain access to the account, I do have to authenticate the account by being able to verify the address. If not, then they ask for the last four digits of the card that was charged, your email address, as well as your phone number.
Well, you said you're dealing with three companies. What are the names of
I
them?
said a third party company. I work for a third
Oh.
party. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I have to give you all that info for you to be able to figure out where it's from.
No, you. If you can just provide me with your address, then I am able to open the account. But if you decline the address, the next step would be for you to verify the card number, the last four digits of the card that was charged, your phone number, and your email address.
Okay, so I'll give you the address. I don't think that'll hurt. It's 5617 Clemson Street, LA, California.
Okay. Now I see here, thank you for that. And I do see here that you have a Focus smartwatch. That watch is designed to monitor your heart rate, your blood pressure, oxygen
That
levels.
is exactly what I thought. That watch, my charge for that, it started out being a CVS pharmacy. I don't know
Survey.
why I'm gonna have to call CVS and see what's up about that too. That's how the whole ad started, which has been over a week ago now. And
Yeah,
the
it's showing.
smartwatch. Yeah, go ahead, hon. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. So it's showing that you did a 14-day free trial for that product on 5/21/21, paying $5.97, which was the shipping and handling. And what happened with that, Ms. Cassie, is that if you did a survey and CVS said, hey, well, you won such and such and such, choose your item, and you chose the watch, CVS only pays for that 14-day trial. They do not pay for their watch in full. So once that trial is up, you either have to return the watch, or you have to return the watch before the trial is up, or you're charged the full price for that product. Now, let me ask you this, because I know that you said you were in contact with your bank. Have you already done a dispute?
Yes, I did a dispute on the 79 something and the one today.
Okay. Now, what we can do, seeing as though you've already done a dispute, you can give us a call back with the bank on the line. And with the bank confirming that the dispute has been dropped, and we'll be able to issue a full refund back for that $69.97. But with that dispute pending, we're not able to do a refund back for it, and you're able to still keep the watch.
No, the bank is doing that stuff for me now.
That's what I'm saying, ma'am. If you're able to contact us back with the bank on the line, we can issue a refund back because the thing about it is, seeing as though you signed up for the product and you agreed to those terms and conditions to receive that product by mail, you agreed to the terms and conditions which states that if not canceled and returned on about the 14th day, then you are charged the full price with that product. So
I did
ultimately,
not. I did not have that information from them.
okay, so it's
I
showing
had
that you
no,
did
they
check.
charged me a $79 fee and I'm a Social Security a retired person, and I cannot afford that. I would have never ordered that silly watch. I don't even like it to begin with.
Okay, so it's showing that you checked the confirmation here to receive this product?
The product, yes, but it was only six. In fact, they did charge me $6 and something, but I didn't do anything about that because it was a small amount and five something. I don't remember the exact amount, whichever. They charged me three times, like right after I did the thingy online, and I never signed up. In fact, what they did the very first time was they had some earbuds, and they didn't even give
that
you an option.
That wasn't our company, Miss Kathy. What I'm saying is when you signed up for the product, in order to even submit your information, you have to agree to those terms and conditions. By agreeing to those terms and conditions, you're agreeing to that charge that occurred on the account, because in the terms and conditions, it does notify you that if the watch is not returned and canceled on or by the 14th day of ordering that product, that you will you will receive the full price charges of that
I
account.
I talked to the company at that time, hon. I talked
Ms. Kathy,
the man told me we're sorry
companies.
For everything. No, it's not a different company. It's that smartwatch crap. It's the same thing.
Miss Kathy, we only have one charge for you, and that's the charge that we're speaking of now. Whatever disputes you've done with a previous company or whatever you've done, that's not our company, ma'am.
It's the same company that has to do with the watch. That's what I'm telling you. Exactly the same. Only they put this amount through trying to rip me off again.
Ms. Kathy, we only have the two charges for you, the $5.97 and the $69.97 that was processed on yesterday.
Because the $79 and something that they charged me, Bank of America already put a stop payment on that company totally. Listen to me, lady. They used another name, a cleaning company, to put this one through. They used a name called something cleaning. And I told the guy at B of A, I just talked to them, I told you. And he told me, he said, a cleaning company, well, do you know about that? And I said, no, but I'll be willing to bet that it's the smartwatch thing. And I explained to him, he said, well, we already have a stop payment on them. And I said, I know that. That's why they changed the name and they put this amount through. And I've already filed a claim on that, too.
Ms. Kathy, I understand exactly what you're saying. However, if we had charged you $79, I would still be able to see it on my screen. You must have done more than one order for a smartwatch, because this is the focus
watch. I did not do more than one order for, you know, you're working for a place that's a scam, and you shouldn't be doing that, really. That's what I'm going to tell you. But anyway, so the thing is that the 79-something was charged to my account. Why do you think I called B of A about it if it was something I paid or that I was going to pay or I did? I didn't pay that money. I only paid for the silly watch about $5-something, and then they charged me another $6 payments, which I told you. And I let those go because they were small. But I'm not letting these go. So in the meantime, anything from something cleaning company is what they put this through as, not smartwatch. And that's how they put it through. Okay, there it's a different thing. It's not a different company. It's the same place. But they're putting it through because that's how they're making money. They're scamming people, and that's just the end of it right there. It's a big scam, and I wouldn't work for one of those people if I was paid $15 an hour or whatever the hell they pay. I would not do it. So anyway, you made your choice. That's you. But so what I'm telling you is that it's the same company. I knew that when I saw the charge, and then I talked to the guy at B of A right before I called. And the phone number is even the same.
Okay, Miss Cassie, and the thing about it is they may be selling the same product, and a lot of times when they do those surveys in our, you know, in the companies that merchandise those products, all of those products use third-party contact centers. However, this watch that you're charged for, the Focus watch, it has no other charges on it, not a $79, not a $29. It's just $597, which you authorized on 5/21/2021. For the shipping and handling of the product, and then the $69.97 that was charged on yesterday. Again, if you're able to contact Bank of America, dropping that dispute against the company, they are willing to go ahead and refund you back in full the $69.97, and you're still able to keep their watch. Otherwise, you'll have to go through the dispute process, and there's not a guarantee that you will receive your refund back for that product.
I'm getting my refund, Miss, I'm getting my refund back from B of A because they are doing it.
Oh, okay, Miss Kathy. Okay. If B of A say they're gonna, and I worked for the Bank of America before I came to this job. I worked for eight years, a long time ago, Miss Kathy. And I know that once you've agreed to those terms and conditions, there's nothing that the Bank of America, Regions, Wells Fargo, any bank can do because you agreed to those terms and conditions.
I did not agree to be charged any more than for a funky watch.
Okay, Miss Kathy, it's to your discretion if you decide to keep the dispute. But if you decide that you want to go ahead and cancel the dispute, give us a call back with the Bank of America on the line, and we'll be more than happy to refund those funds. Now, once that dispute goes through, if it's not successful on your end, that our company is blacklisted, so you will not be able to call us back to get that refund once it's declined through your bank. Okay?
It's not going to be declined.
Okay, Miss Kathy.
They already know what's going on with that company. They already know what's going on. I'm going to hang up because you're not helping at all. Bye.
All right. Thank you for calling customers.